It's Coach's Day here on 94.1 MyFM, and in studio we have Joe Doyle, who is president of St. Thomas Minor Hockey and also the assistant coach with the St. Thomas Junior B Stars. Joe, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Let's kind of just get going and discuss how you kind of got into the coaching world.
So roughly about 10 years ago, I started coaching minor hockey here in St. Thomas. Coached, you know, various age groups all the way through. Starting at minor Adam all the way up to major midget. 2 years ago, I transitioned into junior hockey with the London Nationals. And obviously this year, I'm back home in my hometown, St. Thomas. So really excited. But that's been the journey so far. So
now, in addition to all this, you're also the president of minor hockey, correct?
Yep. I think I'm on year four of president of minor hockey. Been on the board for roughly about 10 years. So yeah, I'm kind of involved, I guess.
Yeah, I guess something like that doesn't just... You know, your love of the sport doesn't just end as a child, right?
No, absolutely not. And actually, I think that's what it's magnified now even more so, right? That's, you know, because of my love for the sport, here I am today and I'm heavily involved again. So
yeah,
it's because of the sport, right?
Obviously, I'm sure because you continue to do it, you get something out of it. So what would you say you get most out of this experience?
You know, for me personally, I love the camaraderie of, you know, just hanging out with the guys, having laughs, love to help them with all their tactics and skills and hopefully help them progress through their hockey journey to the next level.
Obviously, Junior B is a little bit of a different area. It's kind of, you're getting into the professional development stage. So what would you say is a big challenge you find in coaching these guys?
Personally, I'd say probably adjusting to today's society. So I came up through the old school ranks, had amazing coaches like Mark Hunter, Donnie Boyd, Rich Brown, you know, all elite coaches. And just, I guess in today's society, I find that the players, you need to take more of a softer approach. So sometimes, you know, that's, I guess, where I might struggle a little bit, but it's a learning curve, right?
For sure. Obviously, with your years of experience, you can probably come up with a few tips, but what would you say to someone maybe interested in pursuing a career in coaching? What advice would you give to them?
Just get out and try it. Once you're in, you'll never look back. So, I mean, that's why the saying's out there, past players prefer coaching over playing, so.
Amazing. And with that, Joe, what would you say is one of your biggest accomplishments over the years?
Oh, I mean, obviously getting to the junior is an accomplishment in itself, but I'd say probably the largest accomplishment in coaching would be the first year of COVID or just going into COVID. Our 2006 age group team here in St. Thomas with minor hockey, we won basically all five tournaments we participated in, including an international silver stick. Plus, we went on to win the OMHA championship that season. So it was, you know, 6-for-6. It's one of those seasons that you'll look back 20 years and you'll think, oh my gosh, like unbelievable, right? So,
For sure. For sure. Just kind of a little bonus question, obviously, small town, hockey. How can we encourage people to get on out, whether it be their own kids or grandkids? How can we encourage people to get on out and get coaching?
Yeah, I mean, just reach out to the office. You know, Vicky in the minor hockey office is at the arena. She's there 4 days a week. If you're interested, put your name into the ring. With minor hockey anyways, we have, you know, a coach mentor that will actually help improve you. We pay for your courses. You know, if you're thinking about doing it, the benefits highly outweigh the negatives. So get out and do it.
Awesome. You heard it from Joe Doyle himself. If you're thinking about coaching, just get on out and do it. Joe, thank you so much for taking time today to celebrate Coach's Day with us.